All right, so let's dive right in. Perplexity. It's not just another search engine. This one's designed to actually, you know, talk to you, give you direct answers, and even cite its sources. Think conversational, not transactional. It's like having a very, very nerdy but efficient friend who can just get to the point for you.
A nerdy friend who also doesn't mind doing all the legwork, finding the sources, cleaning them up for you, and presenting them on a platter. Pity he doesn't make tea while he's at it.
I mean, AIT service isn't quite there. Yet. But you're spot on, and what really sets Perplexity apart is that it isn't just dumping a bunch of links at your feet, it's summarizing for you, giving you actual context to work with. Like, if you're trying to plan a community project, it'll distill the relevant info from, say, research reports or case studies. Saves you hours of sifting through unrelated fluff.
Right, and the great bit, you don't even need an account to start using it. No passwords, no spammy emails cluttering your inbox. But if you're serious about, you know, staying organized, logging in definitely has perks, bookmarks, saved history, and 200 talents, a way to avoid that classic, wait, where did I find that? Panic.
Exactly. And think of it this way. We've all been there searching for, I don't know, effective member retention strategies and ending up on page 4 of results that include everything but what you need. With Perplexity, you can just ask, how can I keep community center members engaged? And boom, clear summarized answers based on credible sources. It's like, why didn't we have this 10 years ago?
Probably because we were too busy clicking pop-ups telling us we'd won a free iPad. But look, jokes aside, I love how it's so practical. Like, say you're setting up programs for seniors. You can type a question like, what are the benefits of physical activity for seniors? And Perplexity doesn't just answer. It gives you digestible nuggets, cites research, maybe even sparks new ideas for you. Not bad for nerdy friend.
Exactly. And the follow-up potential is huge. You can keep refining results by asking more questions, and it'll stay in context. You're not starting from scratch every time, which is such a game changer when you've got, like, a brainstorming session or tight deadlines to hit.
So, practical, and a bit of a show-off. I'll admit, though, saving even a few minutes on tedious research. Worth its weight in gold.
Totally. And Perplexity seems made for situations where precision matters. Stuff like planning initiatives, pulling data for presentations, even just quickly fact-checking ideas. It's like the antithesis of Wikipedia rabbit holes. And speaking of practicality, the real magic of Perplexity begins with how you ask your questions. Like, remember the example about physical activity for seniors? With Perplexity, instead of getting bogged down by a flood of irrelevant links from a typical search engine, you can simply ask, what are the benefits of physical activity for seniors? And right away, it gets you a clear, concise answer. It's tuned into natural language in a way that just makes sense.
Right, and the beauty of it is it doesn't punish you for being human, does it? Like, no need to guess the perfect combination of keywords, or worse, end up typing, deleting, retyping, because you're second-guessing your search terms.
Exactly. And once it grabs the info, it doesn't just dump raw data at you. Perplexity generates these, detailed summaries that actually make sense, like having a mini report handed to you, with all the sources neatly cited so you can verify everything. Honestly, it's way more efficient than the open 10 tabs and hope for the best strategy.
Ah, yes, the classic research chaos. And it's handy for those times when you kind of just need clarity straight away. No wading through essays pretending to be answers, just concise, actionable nuggets you can, you know, run with.
Right, and the verification part is key here. I mean, we're all about saving time, but you still want to double-check the sources it's pulling from, especially if you're using it to make, decisions or write something official. You don't just skim and take the first thing it says as gospel.
So basically, Perplexity's like giving you a meal but needing you to taste it to make sure the seasoning's right. Doable. But here's the part I really like. It remembers where you're going in a conversation. Like, if you start with, what are the benefits of physical activity for seniors? You can bounce off that by asking, how can community centers encourage it? And it connects the dots for you, keeps everything in context.
Yeah, that iterative style is so useful. It's almost like having a research assistant who can keep up with your train of thought without saying, one moment, let me Google that. And for deeper projects, total lifesaver.
It's like having an assistant who doesn't roll their eyes when you ask the same question twice. A rare gem.
Well put. And it's not just about speed, but depth too. Follow-ups mean you can explore topics in a way that lets you go, "Oh wait, I didn't think about that angle." It's like research that evolves with you. Speaking of following up and building depth, let's bring this home with some practical tips for using Perplexity. And honestly, this is where it really shines. Like, first tip, start broad. If you're diving into an entirely new topic, ask a really general question. Something like, how do community events impact engagement? That'll give you a, you know, solid foundation to build on.
And then once you've got that, you can get nosy. Follow-up questions are where Perplexity really earns its stripes. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, only without crying over endless tabs or deeply questionable sources.
Totally. No tears here. And the bonus? You can bookmark stuff. It saves your best finds, so you're not digging through your search history muttering, "Where did I see that again?" Honestly, it's such a lifesaver for, say, prepping a big presentation or putting together a proposal.
Oh, absolutely. Whether you're pitching new programs or brainstorming ideas, it's nice to have all your research, well, not scattered across sticky notes and the occasional napkin doodle. Practical, tidy, efficient. What's not to love?
Exactly. And let's not forget Perplexity's knack for sparking creativity. Take the member retention example from earlier. You ask it, how can I keep community members engaged? And boom, a mix of ideas like loyalty programs, social events, personalized outreach. Then you drill down further, like, how do loyalty programs work? And you're off running.
And the nice bit is, it gives you enough to actually use. Not just food for thought, but, you know, an actual meal you can serve up at the next team meeting. Meal prepped by
our nerdy friend Perplexity.
Exactly. And then there's the good old time-saving factor. Like, if you're designing programs for seniors, you can ask something like, what activities improve quality of life for senior citizens? It'll not only summarize the benefits, but might also lead you to unexpected nuggets, like a specific study on Tai Chi classes. The 200 stuff you'd never think to look for on your own.
Right. I mean, efficiency plus discovery all rolled into one. I think that's Perplexity's sweet spot, helping you get from a vague idea to action-ready info without, you know, falling into any of those infamous Wikipedia rabbit holes. It's smart, fast, and honestly just fun to use.
Mm-hmm. Smart and fast, just like us, eh?
Exactly. And on that note, it's time to wrap it up. If you haven't already, go give Perplexity a spin. Ask it a ridiculous question. See where it takes you. Who knows? You might just find your next big idea.
And if not, at least you'll win your next pub quiz. But seriously, thanks for tuning in. This was fun. We'll catch you in the next episode. Cheers.
Take care, everyone. See you soon.